Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
All right, Divya, what is the fourth question?
So the fourth question in our series of 12 questions you need to ask before you invest in an ICO is, do you believe the business you're investing in will grow?
Yeah. Do you believe it will grow? If somebody tomorrow comes up and says, oh, I am making those videotapes or cassettes for audio or videotapes for video, you'll think, what is wrong with you? Oh, I have this new bullock cart that is highly efficient. You say, hey, what is wrong with you? Right? I know I'm using extreme examples because it does not make any sense at all. We know how the world is going. The world is going away from physical to digital. So if somebody is now suddenly saying, I have found a way to manufacture round CDs at 1/10 of the cost, you will say that's like having a strong grasp on an empty sack. There's nothing inside. So is this KYC we talked about in one of the previous questions, is know your customer. We talked about Verimi. Well, that's being digitized. That's happening. That's getting globalized, right? There are countries where you cannot pass that information out of the country. If you're in China, the KYC information is not supposed to go out. But a token that tells Divya has been verified in China can go outside the country. And all that you need is the fact that KYC has been done on Divya and she's all okay. That's all you need to pass out, not actual record of Divya's information outside the country. In some countries, that's illegal. Now you're thinking, wow, blockchain can do that by simply transmitting a token or answering a question on the smart contract. And you're thinking, world is becoming flat, world is getting globalized, borders are disappearing, so cross-border commerce is increasing. So KYC that can be done across the globe in different is actually awesome. And the world is going mobile and these people have an app. So you don't need to be some kind of a super genius. This is just common sense. You think, oh, Verimi is putting an app, biometric recognition. Yeah. These days we have that fingerprint. So they're utilizing the technology. That is great. Oh, what solution? Oh, this tells you that you can actually do transactions globally, cross-border. When you're traveling, it's useful. So you put two and two things together and say, oh, wow, this is actually useful. I can understand it. I know why it's useful. That's what we mean by, do you believe, right, that this will grow? Do you see potential for it to grow? You say, but I'm not an expert. Okay, go talk to 2-3 people that you know that might be experts. If you broadly understand it and you have a few questions, you can always ask the expert. Or maybe you go back and Google about this company and watch some Facebook live events or podcasts or some other YouTube videos that they have to dig in a little bit further to see if there are any eminent people that have interviewed them, right? And they have dug deeper into that. So that's what we mean by, now that you have broadly read the white paper, watched the video, and you kind of understand a significant chunk, 60-70% of the business. The next question that you have to answer, that's the one that we're talking about now, is do you believe it will grow? Because if you don't believe it will grow, why touch it? You shouldn't be touching it with a mile-long pole. Please understand the intent here is, and then you say, oh yeah, but that happened last year. There was Filecoin. I didn't understand it, but everybody was telling me to invest. It went up 50 times. I lost money. I should have invested in that. No, you should not have, you did not understand it. You should not have invested in it. That is not meant for you. Maybe you never invested in Google. It went up 1,000, 10,000 times. It was not meant for you. There are enough good opportunities coming almost daily. There's no end to good opportunities. The idea is not to find every one of them. No. And the goal is not to find the best one, which grows 50 or 100 times. If you picked one or two good investments this year that went up 20, 30, 40%, you're done well. Heck, in the crypto market, you might even get lucky and pick something and do double your money by the end of the year. That is fabulous. Because the media will promote somebody that put in $1,000 and became a millionaire last year. Yeah, that is for hype and sensationalism. Otherwise, you won't watch that YouTube video. That is meant to get views. That is not saying that everybody, that's like saying, oh, I found a guy, the tallest guy in India is actually 7'5". Okay, now, how do I become 7'5"? No, idiot, you don't become 7'5". Don't try. right? So, and don't look at those weird black swans of random events that happen that are so incredibly rare and try to copy them. No. Use common sense. Look at how much you made in your investments last year. Oh, you made 10%. Can you do 20 this year with crypto? You've done well. Oh, but everybody else. Who's everybody else? Go check with your classmates and colleagues. How much did they make? Who's everybody else? Okay, or look at the average growth of the crypto market this year. Oh, it's down 20%. Oh, yeah. So if the average is down 20%, you might have actually lost if you even invested in the index in crypto this year. You made money last year. But this guy, yeah, there's always exceptions. Like I said, there's always a weirdo that can jump off from the second floor and survive. Right? But that's one out of 100. The remaining 99 broke their legs. But their stories were so boring that the newspapers did not report them. Okay? So that's what I mean by common sense. Have you understood the business? Otherwise, be willing to walk away and don't look at them. Or if they went up 100 times, that's fine. That's not for me. My goal is not to find a... Have the right mindset. This is why this clarity is important. Are you doing better than you have been doing before? Are you competing with yourself? Are you finding good investments? Not the best. Not every one of them. So now, and be happy. You're doing good. You're learning. You're progressing. Don't worry too much about what others are doing. Most of it is fiction anyway.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Kash.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptoknights.io.